Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good evening and welcome on Intimate Moments. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. Such a great privilege once more to have you on board. And Mina, I'm not alone, you know. Great men of God that are coming into the studio filled with the Holy Spirit. They love the Lord Jesus Christ, and yeah, they are born again. Remember, we started the story of Josaphat last week. Just to give you a little bit of a background, Pastor Makubele gave us the story of Josaphat and some of the things that he did whenever they were preparing to fight the battle. He spoke about depending on the Lord. And today, or tonight as well, he is here with us. Good evening, Pastor Makubele. Welcome to Intimate Moments.
Thank you, men of God. I'm privileged, I'm blessed to be here in the Intimate Moment. And I'm happy to be talking about how great is our God together. How great is our God?
Sure. Mfundis, what is your topic for this evening, if I would ask you?
Tonight is the power of worship and praise.
The power of worship
and praise.
And praise.
Yes.
Mfundisi, would you like me to read as well?
You may read, men of God. Yes, please read.
Second Chronicles, my family, from verse number. Let me start from verse number 16, 17.
Number 16.
Right, Mfundisi. Mm. And the family, the Makata worship. Yo, against them. They will surely come up by the Ancient of Aziz, and you'll find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. 17. You will need not to fight in this battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them. For the Lord is with you. 18.
Yes.
And Josaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Let me give to the servant of the Lord because he is here. Over to you, servant of the Lord.
Thank you very much. I was blessed as you were reading. I'm blessed. Blessed number 18, it's nice and it's a blessing, men of God. And it says, Josaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the assemblies, inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem, fell face down in the Lord's presence and worshiped the Lord. In the Lord's presence, men of God, in the Lord's presence and worshiped the Lord. The power of worshiping the Lord. Because where you started reading from verse number 16, it talks about go there, but you will not have to fight. God will fight for you. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. God will fight for you He will fight on your behalf. You won't be fighting in his battle, in this battle. Take your stand. But stand still and watch the Lord's salvation on your behalf. Judah and Jerusalem, never fear and never be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, since the Lord is with you. And when Josaphat hear all this, what did he do? He bowed down with his face to the ground. And all the assemblies, inhabitants, all Judah and Jerusalem fell face down in the Lord's presence and worshiped the Lord. What an intimate moment, men of God. What an intimate moment.
No, I love it as well. Mm. You know, Mfundisi Makubele, I can see the excitement.
Amen.
On the other side on you.
Yes.
Because when the leader, like you said in the previous conversation, this man was a king. When he bowed down, the people were so easy to them as well to bow down.
Wow.
Because they were bowing down to the God of heaven. Talk to me.
Men of God, yeah. This is an intimate moment.
Absolutely.
This is an intimate moment. You will imagine the king goes with the people in uniform, the military in uniform, police in uniform. So when he bowed down, it means everyone on the uniform, the uniform members, the non-uniform members, the civilians, they bowed down and praised the Lord in the presence of God. It's like, men of God, everyone could feel the presence of God.
Amen.
Because the Bible says they fell all down
in the
presence and worshiped the Lord.
Mm.
So, men of God,
this
is really an intimate moment.
It is.
Someone, you know, when you are in a military, you are mostly armed.
I can imagine, man.
But the Bible says, all the assemblies, all the assemblies,
hallelujah,
praise the Lord. All of them fell down.
But King Sama Hansi, bowing to the Lord.
Bowing to the Lord. So it is important, men of God. But I want to hear what happened. Remember now, they bow in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the second one, I want to hear after. Because, men of God, you cannot be in the presence of the Lord and nothing happened to you. You cannot be in immerse in the water and come out not dry. So I think this one, verse number 18, something great happened after everybody honored, reverenced the presence of the Lord.
Now, Mfundis, I love the way you are dissecting and analyzing these verses as well. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Number 19, Mfundis.
Yes.
It's and of the children of Korah stood up to pray loud and high.
Yeah, men of God, it says that actually, after everyone bowed down in the presence of God, it's like even the uninvited people, those who were known not to be praising the Lord, because it says, it talks about people who were not part of the team, the descendants of the Levite, from the descendants of Kahan, and from the descendants of Korah, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel in a very loud voice that ascended to heaven. The loud voice ascended to heaven.
So you love the loud voice.
The loud voice.
They were saying, you are great, you are excellent. How great is our God? Huh? The loud voice. Man of God.
The Bible talk about that when we go to heaven, we'll be praising God. Remind us of the power, the fire, the presence of God, the worship that we'll be giving to our
Praise
God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Even people who were not used to be praising the Lord, but the presence of the Lord was too much to be ignored. It was too much for someone not to see. May you pray and praise the Lord that the presence of God can be seen in our lives. The presence of God can be seen in our families. The presence of God could be seen everywhere we are, at workplace, in our marriages. The presence of God, that people will notice the presence of God.
Now, I love what you said. The presence of God, those people who were there,
yes,
the presence of the Lord could not be ignored because it was so much.
Yes.
So we continue in verse number 20 as we talk about the power of worship. The battle does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. We love the conversation. We love Tatana Makubele.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Now, as we continue with the conversation, Pastor Makubele said, during that time when these people were bowing down and worshipping the Lord there. And this verse is found in verse number 19, as I'm going to read verse number 20. Then the Levites of the children of Kohath and of the children of Korahath stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with voices loud and high. Mm-hmm. Emphasize that. 20, Mfundisi Makubele, I'm going to bring you here.
Yes.
So they rose up early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Hear, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will prosper." Let me take you back. These guys who were with Jehoshaphat today, the presence of the Lord could not be ignored. And I want you to emphasize verse number 20. A little bit of the presence of the Lord, which was not ignored.
The presence of the Lord there could not be ignored.
Amen.
But this number 20, verse number 20, where
I love
you read,
you. I love that
God
connection. Yes.
It's a good connection.
Read in your version.
Because in my version, it says, "The army got up early the next morning and headed out into the wilderness of Tekoa. Jehoshaphat stood up and addressed them, 'Listen to me, you inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem,' he said. 'Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Have faith in his prophets, and you will succeed.'" So after the presence of God, men of God, there was need for teaching. There was a need for teaching. That's why after that presence of God, where everyone bowed down and worshiped God, there was now the time of the king to teach. But I like this king, men of God. It's like this king had his own church. He was a pastor, he was a king. Now he led everyone to the presence of God. He led everyone in the presence of God, bowing down and worshiping God. And after that, people rose up in the presence of God and asked, "Then what?" Yes, we were immense in the presence of God, but now what is the way forward? And the men of God stood up and say, "You guys, the way forward is that you must believe in God. The way forward is that you must have faith in God. The way forward is that you must have a relationship with God. The way forward is that you must take care of one another in the church, in this assembly. The way forward is for you to love one another. The way forward is for you to love God." So he preaches to say that have faith in God. Have the faith in God. After you have been immersed in the presence of God, what next? Have faith. Have relationship.
Pastor Makubele, the teacher of the Bible on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The simplicity of the gospel. Number 20, Mfundisi. If you allow me. And when he had consulted, I love this guy, with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying,
"Praise him because his mercies endures forever." Men of God, this chapter have taught us a lot.
Talk to me, Mfundisi. Let me give you this. This chapter, my family, the servant of the Lord is saying, we have learned and it has taught us a lot. Let me give to the servant of the Lord to talk about these lessons that we are being taught at the Word of God, or in the Word of God.
Yeah, it has taught us a lot, men of God. I see number 21.
Yeah.
It talks about...
consulted.
He consulted.
For him to succeed.
Yes. It says, Jehoshaphat appointed some choir members to sing to the Lord and to praise him and in sacred splendor as they marched out in front of the armed forces. They kept saying, Give thanks to the Lord, because his gracious love is eternal. His gracious love endures forever. In this version, his gracious love is eternal, which means is hila akungaheriki. Eternal means that it's forever. This is forever. And then it's forever, man of God. But I like it, man of God, that this man appointed some choir members.
Yes.
To sing to the Lord.
And you'll recall, Mfundisi, and the family, particularly you as the minister of the gospel, and me as well, Mfundisi.
Yes.
In our churches, you see beauty when you get in Sunday morning.
Mm.
You see worshippers.
Yes.
You know, the stage is well decorated. I remember in the previous conversation last week, you sang a song, I Surrender.
I Surrender.
I Surrender All. And in our churches, we have got hymns that we sing. It could be Mala Mala.
Yeah.
It could be Ikilongo.
Hymn
it
book.
Could be Difilat. Hymn book, Difilatation.
Mm.
So when the worshippers are standing there saying, Hallelujah, Nkateko Yefuni Matimba. The
Amen.
Church is uplifted.
The church is uplifted. Hallelujah, Nkateko Unamatimba. Yeso Unamatimba. Men of God, the church is uplifted. As I said, we are learning a lot from this scripture that people were assigned to praise the Lord.
They were assigned to praise the Lord
and sing to the Lord. I think, men of God,
my brother,
I think we should do that so often.
Lord, give us the grace to do that.
When I'm driving,
yes,
I sing to the Lord.
When
I'm home, I sing and praise the Lord.
I love that, Mfundisi. Yes.
Yes. Now I should sing and praise the Lord. There are songs that can help us worship the Lord. As you said, that when you sing Hallelujah and Kateko, it uplifts the church.
Yes. You know, so those songs, family, connect us with the Lord.
It connects us, yeah.
And look at the Levites. It was to sing. His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy endures.
His mercy endures forever. I feel like already starting to pray, to praise him. I see myself driving out when I drive out praising the Lord, singing the... you know, I'm in his presence already. I'm in his presence. We are in his presence. And I believe that even you, listening to us, child of God, you are in the presence of God. May God richly bless you, comfort you. And we talk about this knowing that you might be going through tough time and hard time. But the Bible taught us now through the Jehoshaphat life to say that the battle belongs to God. Battle belongs to God, not to you. So whatever it is, give it to the Lord. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other things, riches, divine health will follow you. So seek first the kingdom of God, and all the others will follow you. God will give you the desires of his heart.
We continue. Yes, the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Well, Mfundisi Makubele, thank you so much for explaining to the family this chapter. And we are going to go to chapter, 22, 23, 24, downwards. And I want you to finish very strong.
Mm.
But a little bit of nuggets that you can say with regards to what we're talking about here at verse number 21. What would you say as we connect with another verses next time as we continue?
Yes, men of God, I think it's a story that it's of praising the Lord. It's a story of the delivery of the children of God. So, of course, already we have learned a lot from the verses that we are going to read. They connect very well with what Jehoshaphat and his congregation were. What a congregation to learn from. What a congregation to teach us how to praise the Lord. What a congregation to teach us how to depend on God. How is this congregation that have taught us a lot this morning, this evening?
Yeah, We'll leave it there, but we continue. Tatana Makubele is still here.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Yeah, we continue with the conversation. And I'm glad that the servant of the Lord is still here. He said, we are taught in the story of Jehoshaphat to depend on God. We are taught in the story of Jehoshaphat, the congregation largely, to depend and to praise the Lord. And the servant of the Lord said, we are going to read verses number 21 and 22. By the way, Isaiah 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, Isaiah the verse leti landzelaka 21 and 22 kuya ehansi. Pastor Makubele, we continue with the conversation. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you, Tatan Mashakeni. We are grateful and so blessed tonight to have this conversation. Indeed, the last time we have this conversation about the Jehoshaphat, we were blessed.
Exactly.
We were blessed. Butomi bza Jehoshaphat bzi katekisile shunene.
Let me read, like you said, off air. Let me read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse number 21. Remember as well, after this episode, after this conversation, we summarize everything. Right. It says in verse number 21, and when they had consulted Mfundisi Makubele with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. 22. Now, when they had begun to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushes against the people of Amur and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. 23. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. 24. And when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen to the earth. No one had escaped. 25. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days, gathering the spoil. Look at the battle of the Lord when he's fighting for his people, because there was so much. 26. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Barak, for they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called Barak, the valley of Barak, right, until this day. 27. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. 28. So they came to Jerusalem and with stringed instruments, harps and trumpets, to the house of the Lord. Let me leave it there. Mfundisi, perhaps if there are verses that you would love to explain, you are more than welcome. Let's continue.
Thank you, man of God, and thank you for reading the scripture of about the man Jehoshaphat, the man that his name means Jehovah judged. So you can see even from his name that indeed Jehovah stands there and also look, and he does actually judge. In the story there, you'll see that the Lord used Jehoshaphat to finish or to fight the battles. And in the verse number 25, as the man of God read, we are told that Jehoshaphat and the army arrived to collect the spoils of war. They discovered there were far more goods, garments, and other valuable items to collect than they could carry off in a single day. There was so much material that it took 3 days to finish their collection effort. And 3 days later, verse number 26, they assembled together in Baraka Valley, where they blessed the Lord, which is why the name of that place is called Baraka Valley even to this day. But men of God, child of God, the Lord is good. We are told that they assembled themselves. 3 days later, they assembled in the Baraka Valley, they blessed the Lord. Wow! After God has come in for them, after God has fought for them, now when they see that the battle is the Lord, the battle belongs to the Lord, they came back and say, the Bible says they assemble and with one accord, with one reason, to bless the Lord. Meaning to bless the Lord, meaning that they were to thank Him, they were to appreciate Him. Sometimes when God has blessed us, some of us hardly go back and say, God, we bless you. God, we thank you. So here we are taught that it is important that when God has blessed you with divine health, when God has blessed you in your trials and tribulations, if God has blessed you with your wife, if God has blessed you with your family, God has blessed you with the children, God has blessed you with academic life, whatever God has blessed you with, do like these people in verse number 26, that they assemble together in Baraka Valley, where they blessed the Lord. Blessed the Lord, meaning that they were worshiping God. They were saying, God, thank you for standing in for us. Thank you for coming up for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. They were thanking Him. You know, and when people thank God, what does God do? Somebody sang a song and said, when the praises goes up, the blessings come down. And in this manner, in this matter that we're talking about, I believe that God has come down to bless them even more, because they were blessing Him, they were praising Him, magnifying Him. They were doing all sorts of things to bless the Lord, to say, God, thank you. We thought the battle is ours, but we realized we're wrong. We thought this battle, it was ours, but we're wrong. We thought that this battle came to finish us all. We thought that this battle came to make us, to kill us. We thought that this tribulation, it was the end of us. We thought that these trials and tribulation were to our end. But surprisingly so, we realized that you, God, you came in. You came in and blessed us. Oh my God. And in verse number 27, then they all returned with joy to Jerusalem. Every soldier from Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat at the head of the procession, because the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. The Lord has made them rejoice over their enemies. What did the Lord do to make them rejoice over their enemies? How did the Lord do to make them rejoice? You know, only God can make you rejoice. Only God can make you happy. We usually talk when maybe do the counseling to say that no one can make you angry. You make a decision to be angry, irrespective of what people has done for you, to you. You can choose to be angry, you can choose to be happy and go with life. But the word rejoice, that one, it is something that is important, that is from God, because the word rejoice is from the word joy. And the joy of the Lord, somebody said, the joy of the Lord is my strength, which means there is a difference between the joy and happiness. Happiness happened because of the happenings, but joy happened because God has given it to you. You don't have to be married to have to rejoice. You don't have to have a wife. You don't have to have material things. You don't have to be rich to rejoice. So this rejoice that is made, is mentioned here,
yeah,
is the rejoice that is from the Lord. Is the rejoice that is from the Lord.
I love it, Pastor Makobele, on Intimate Moments. They were rejoicing. This joy that they were resembling comes directly from the Lord. When we come back, we are summarizing everything. And I'm so glad that you are listening.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Pastor Makobele. We would like to just say, what lessons are we drawing from the story of Jehoshaphat? What a powerful explanation and a presentation by the servant of the Lord. And I'm glad that he is relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, because we cannot preach the gospel on our own without the power of the Holy Spirit. So finally, my family, let's hear the whole story. He don't die. He would tell me, Jehoshaphat. He don't die with the life of Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah and Jerusalem. The servant of the Lord said I should read from verse number 28 until downwards to 30, I suppose. Chronicles chapter 20 from verse number 28. We are summarizing, my family. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the sound of the Lord. And the fear of God was all over the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Yane 30. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet. Mfumwayena was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Mfundisi.
Yes, man of God.
Welcome back. We are saying finally. Let me give it to you.
Thank you, man of God. Thanks for reading the scripture. We are talking about Jehoshaphat. The time in which we read, it was the time of his reigning. He was the king. Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, he took throne about halfway through his life, which means, man of God, he was in the middle age. But then Jehoshaphat is known, that is known about him seeking after God's own heart throughout his reign. So he is different to his previous predecessor, the kings, other kings, because previous kings, men of God, had sought to help the help of foreign gods such as Baal. Instead, Jehoshaphat removes places of worship to foreign gods such as Asherah poles. That was another place of worship where people were worshipping foreign gods. And he fortified Israel's defenses against their enemies. He built many, many forts and attempts to help the kingdom prosper in the financial sense. Man of God, Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, whose name means that Jehovah judged, we see him doing a lot of things. He's known, as I said, about him seeking God. So we can learn a lot from Jehoshaphat. We can learn a lot. First of all, the king shows us that we can all make mistakes of judgment. Scriptures tell us to exercise discernment, especially with those in whom we place our trust. Jehoshaphat made a bad alliance with King Ahab, one of the most wicked kings in Israel history. Although Jehoshaphat didn't die from the friendship, he made a massive mistake. But then those are some of the weaknesses that happened with Jehoshaphat. But Jehoshaphat, for me, apart from all these mistakes of which God forgave him, but finally, Jehoshaphat showed us that God can start new paths of his plan for our lives at any time. Jehoshaphat's life was half over by the time he took the throne, but that didn't stop God from moving in his life. He was halfway over by the time he took on the throne, but that didn't stop God from moving in his life. So God moved in Jehoshaphat's life, even though he was older. I think the story of old people whom God used, we have many references from that. We have the father Abraham, who God at his old age still used him. He said to him, "I will make you a great nation. I'll make you rich. I'll make you I'll make you well." So we can see even God in Jehoshaphat's life, we see God intervening in his old age. He accomplished a great deal in the last 25 years of his life, ushering Israel into a time of prosperity and military fortitude. What a king we had in Jehoshaphat. What a king we had, a king who reverenced the Lord. In verse number 29, the Bible says, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 29, "The fear of God seized all of the kingdoms in the surrounding territories when they heard that the Lord had battled Israel's enemies." So this one as well, it made many people to believe in God. It made many people to have faith in God. You know, I think whatever you are going through, your situation, what Jehoshaphat was going through, some people thought he will never get out of it. People thought he will never get out of his misery. But the Bible says in verse number 29 that many people look and be shocked and surprised of what God did for the children of Israel. May God deliver you so that your life, your blessing can bless other people. Can God bless your family so that your family life can bless other people? May God bless you to an extent that your blessing could be the talk of town, to say that God have blessed him. We have seen the God of Pastor Makuvele. We have seen the God of Pastor Thompson. And because of what we have seen, we know that this God is alive. Verse number 30. As a result, Jehoshaphat's kingdom enjoyed peace because his God had provided rest for him and all around. Listen, child of God, Jehoshaphat did not have it easy. The Bible says when he became a king, he was already old. He was already old, but the last 25 years, he has made very much impact. So it might not have been easy. It might not have been easy for him and his family. It might not have been easy for him and his kingdom. It might not have been easy for him, but we see him we see him that God has actually defeated for him, because as a result, Jehoshaphat's kingdom enjoyed peace. So there was peace in the kingdom. There was peace, of which the peace of the Lord is needed. The peace of the Lord is actually needed. So Jehoshaphat and his kingdom had that.
Pastor Makulele, the teacher of the word, my friend. I love this man.
Thank you, sir.
I love this man, I must say. What is summary, Pastor Makubele? And I would love you to pray and give us your details where people can get hold of you. You know, you're saying there was peace in his kingdom, Jehoshaphat.
And it did not come easy, man of God.
Right.
Because he was, at first, he did not have peace. You know, when your country is being attacked, or yourself as an individual, or your family, you are being attacked, suffering traumatic event now and then. And finally, God came to rescue and we have peace.
I love it.
So that's why they were even thanking God. The whole congregation thanked God because he was, they saw him intervening. So everybody saw God's intervention.
Amen. Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition, Pastor Makubele. Pray for us, servant of the Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful preaching and presentation of the word.
Thank you, man of God. Let us pray, child of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that, God, we have learned from the text that we have read. We have learned about Jehoshaphat. Father, his trusting you has empowered us. His seeking of you has motivated us. Father, we are motivated. You coming through for him, we are blessed and motivated. And God, we know that we are special, just like the king was special. That God, you can intervene for us. May you intervene in the life of everyone who is listening to us, him and the family, she and the family. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Pastor Makubele, thank you so much.
Thank you, man of God.
Where people can get hold of you?
Yes, man of God, my number is 082-071-1890. I'm also on Facebook as Sylvester Makubele, so you're welcome to connect with me.
Right. Mfundisi, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.